A front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
They love you.
Si, Senor Jack. The cafe is filled. Everyone is shouting for more.
I will not play another number. I will not play any more than the terms of my profession say I must. And that is final.
When a man is born a musical genius, is it his obligation to share his gift with the world, or can he forever lock it up within himself? Today's story of the French pianist who preferred living as a hobo rather than to receive the applause and praise of the musical world is one of the strangest ever to come out of the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine that is distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. Consternation struck several large hobo jungles on the outskirts of a Mexican city several years ago when a gentleman of leisure dashed in waving a newspaper.
Amigo, amigo, look! Disaster, it has struck. A new vagrancy law has been passed and we have to leave right away.
Bring the newspaper to me, Pedro, and try not to be so upset. Oh. It is much too pleasant a day to be disturbed by triviality.
Look, look, coming over the hill there is the police. Come, amigo, we must run. Vámonos.
No, no, Pedro. Stay where you are, Pedro.
Ah, here are a couple of pigeons who have not yet flown the coop.
Ah, monsieur. Will you join us for coffee?
Hey, you hear that, hombres? These fine caballeros have invited us for coffee. Hey, with coffee, you. Load them in the wagon.
Sir, two more tramps to be booked, eh?
How dare you call us tramps?
Oh, a thousand pardons, senors. Perhaps you would rather be called... Hobos.
I and my comrade protest this indignity. We are great musical artists who have just arrived in your city.
Well, we are honored.
And your instruments?
We play many instruments.
Good. Then let me hear you play that piano over there in the corner.
Oh, but really, sir, we cannot play.
Cannot play?
We cannot play in this atmosphere. We are great artists and need the proper setting.
There is the piano. Play it. Or spend 90 days in jail.
Oh, what a mess. Amigo, why not give up? We are caught. Oh,
quiet, Pedro. Very well. I shall commence.
Standard. You are a great musician.
Oh, by golly, Senor Jacques. I have no idea you could play like that.
Amigos, your troubles are over. I'm going to give you a fine job.
A job?
Yes. You have stumbled upon good fortune because my brother and I own the famous El Toreador Cafe here, and we will hire you as our star attraction.
You are very kind, monsieur, but we have other plans.
Oh, but Senor Jacques.
You have another booking?
No, monsieur.
How much money do you have?
Well,
I'm sure you know of the new vagrancy law under which you were arrested. If you do not have a job or money, then I have to put you in jail.
No, monsieur, let us go and we will leave the town right away.
I cannot do that. It would be neglecting my duties as a civic officer.
Oh, you and your foolish duties. We have proved that we are musicians and still you hold us.
Do not shout at me. I'll put you in jail for a lifetime.
My friend, I may go to jail, but I am going to have the satisfaction of punching your...
Good work, comrades. Hold him tight. Yes, senor, you'll see the inside of my cells and stay there for at least 6 months.
But, Senor Jacques, if you had not lost your temper, it would not have been so bad. Why, he even offered you a wonderful job playing the piano.
I never want to play the piano again in my life.
But I do not understand. You have a great gift, and you should share it with the world.
Pedro, I have never told you of my past or questioned you about yours. I play the piano professionally before in France. But now, I am tired of the responsibilities and the self-discipline. I only want to be free. I
do not want to be reminded of my past again. You understand?
I suppose so, senor. But somehow it does not seem right.
Well, amigos, you have been in my jail for a week now. Will you reconsider and play in my cafe? Look, if you will play for me for 6 months, I will put you on probation for that time and also pay you a handsome salary.
No, I tell you, no. I will never play for you or anybody else again. You hear me? I will never play again.
Well, senor, now that you have been in jail for 2 weeks, perhaps you will have a change of mind.
As much as I despise being locked up, I will not play the piano.
It has been 30 days, so I'm releasing you, Pedro Gonzalez.
But what about Senor Jacques?
Oh, he has 5 more months to serve.
No, I will not leave without Senor Jacques.
Go, amigo. I will meet you there again someday, perhaps.
No, no, no. I shall stay here with you.
Make up your mind.
But, Pedro, I will not let you do this.
Then why not accept my offer?
Well, please, Senor Jacques. Please say that you will.
All right, I will take the job.
The Mexican chief of police looked at Senor Jacques in wonder. What was it that kept this gifted artist from the music which he played so well? The strange secret of the musical genius turned hobo will be revealed in just a moment when we bring you the conclusion of this front page drama taken from the files of the American Weekly. He planned the perfect crime. And so far as the officials in Seattle, Washington were concerned, it was the perfect crime. Alan P. Hall, a bank vice president and trusted civic leader, had embezzled $8,500 from his bank and then disappeared without a trace. 14 years later, a graying, conservatively dressed man gave himself up to the Seattle police saying, "I'm Alan P. Hull. I couldn't live with my conscience." And so a perfect crime was solved because a man hadn't reckoned with his conscience. This engrossing story appears in the December 2nd issue of the American Weekly. Don't fail to read it. The American Weekly is a magazine with an infinite variety of unusual true stories and articles. Its distinguished big-name contributors and its daring dramatic illustrations, many of them in full color, have earned the American Weekly a permanent welcome by readers in over 9.5 million homes. The American Weekly is distributed with a leading Sunday paper in this city. Read it, and you'll agree that it deserves its slogan, "The Nation's Reading Habit." Now back to our front page drama. Senor Jacques and his friend Pedro have been arrested and sentenced to jail for vagrancy. The chief of police offered to place Jacques on probation if he'd consent to play in a cafe owned by him and his brother-in-law. Finally, Jacques accepted. And now, some 4 months later, we find the artist finishing his evening's performance.
Amigo, how they love you.
Si, Senor Jacques. The cafe, it is filled again tonight, and everyone is shouting for more.
Go out, play more for them.
Not another number. I will not play any more than the terms of my probation say I must. And that is final.
I will never understand you, Senor. You are the favorite of this entire city. We have received scores of offers for your services from Mexico City's largest cafes, even for concerts in the opera house, yet you refuse them all.
I don't care to discuss it. In 23 more days, we head out for the open road once again.
For the life of a tramp, I do not understand. I do not understand. Well, Pedro, it is the last evening.
Si, senor. We are already packed and ready to go.
Why, oh, why does he give up such a brilliant future? He could make fame and fortune the world over. Yet he says he will never play again after tonight.
I have never known a life like this. Much money, many beautiful senoritas.
And one senorita in particular.
I see. It's Lolita. Who knows what might have happened? Why, I might even have gone to work for her.
Senor, as usual, you are superb.
One more set of numbers, and I will have worked off my probation.
In another hour, Pedro, we will be leaving all this behind.
See, all this behind, and my poor Lolita, too.
Pedro, how many times have I told you not to get involved with women? They are the ruination of man.
Senor Jacques, what is wrong?
Pedro,
why have you
get
stopped?
Out of here right away, quick.
What?
Hurry, hurry.
Jacques, oh, wait for me. Where are you going in such a hurry?
To get away from you once again.
But who are you?
I am his wife. Oh, Jacques, mon chéri, I have searched for you all over the world.
Now, did you ever find me here?
Your good friend here wrote me.
Did you see, amigo? Once when we were on the road, a letter fell out of your pocket.
How dare you read my mail?
Oh, but I did not read it. I only copied the address.
But all that matters, my darling, is that I have found you.
But not for long. I am leaving.
Just like you left me and your music 3 years ago. Oh, Jacques, there is so much to explain.
Save your breath, because everything was altogether too clear when I left.
But I was such a fool. I soon realized that it was you I really loved. That it was only you that I could love.
And I was so broken up when you ran out that I wanted to kill myself. And finally, I decided to break with the world I knew, to live as a hobo without responsibilities of any kind.
Mais Jacques, how could you live without your music? You are a great artist, and the world needs you. And I need you. Oh, so very much.
Therese,
amigo, please, take her in your arms, the way we do here in Mexico.
Ah, Pedro, I don't know whether to kill you or to kiss you. I think I kiss my dear wife instead.
And thus the world of music regained a great musical genius, but the open road lost two kindred spirits. Jacques' career in Europe proved to be one of the most brilliant of his generation. This has been another front page drama taken from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. Love comes often to the 15-year-old, the torturing love of adolescence that dies quickly in the forgetfulness of youth. To a young German girl, Anna Marie Kleinmann, however, it came but once, and then through mountains of postcards and letters. It all started when Anna Marie sent a homemade birthday card to a New York telephone company employee whose father had been a friend of Anna Marie's father many years ago in Germany. Her birthday card was immediately answered by a thank you note. And right back came a thank you note for the thank you note. And so a letter-writing romance began, which 5 years later ended in the marriage of two people who had never seen one another. The heartwarming story of this romance appears in its entirety in the December 2nd issue of the American Weekly. You won't want to miss it. The American Weekly is distributed by a group of the nation's greatest Sunday papers from coast to coast. It's read in over 9.5 million homes. Why not let that include your home, too? Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that carries the American Weekly and share in the nation's reading habit.